Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County ISU Extension Office is Director Lori Mantle joining us once again. So thank you very much, Lori, for being on.
Always a pleasure, Coltrane. This week, we got some exciting things going on. You've heard me talk about the 2016 Farmland Leasing and Valuation Workshop. That is this Thursday, July 28th, 1 o'clock at the Green County Extension Office at 104 West Washington. This workshop will provide key sources of information to landowners and tenants, a variety of topics, including land values and cash rental rates, how to determine a cash rent, establish a flexible cash rent rate, considerations to have a successful land rental rate. There's obviously, unfortunately, lower cash prices for crops that has tightened margins on producers that then puts pressures on land values and land rents. So that will be a topic, as well as we're going to look into the 2017 year and a plan accordingly since a lot of leases are due by September 1st. The cost of this for pre-registration is $20 per person. There is a room available right now, and it's only $30 per couple. So it's a little cheaper because we know you share the materials, but we need you to call in before July 28th. If you come in on July 28th, we still will welcome you, but it'll be a little more expensive. It'll be $25 per person. So again, Thursday, July 28th is the Farmland Leasing and Valuation Workshop at Green County Extension at 1 o'clock, and it'll probably wrap up around 3 o'clock. This is a good platform for people to get all their questions answered. We're very fortunate to have Shane Ellis be our farm management specialist to be on hand to answer questions on one-on-one basis as well after the workshop.
And of course, now that the county fair is over with, that doesn't mean that, 4-H'ers kind of stop dead in their tracks and do a bunch of nothing for the rest of the year. What are some of the updates that you have for the 4-H'ers out there?
4-H'ers are busy individuals and busy volunteers, and I want to take just a moment again to thank everybody for an outstanding fair. Some reminders, looking ahead, here at the Extension Office, we have applications available for young leaders if they want to have an officer position. And also the record books. I remember record books back when I was a kid a long time ago. There's applications and paperwork available for that. I know Kayla has reached out to those families electronically, but also want to remind your audience listeners, maybe that you're a grandparent or someone that said, hey, did you get in the Extension Office and get that paperwork completed? Also looking ahead, Clay County entries need to be postmarked by August 1st. We ask that you bring them here to the Extension Office in Green County by July 28th so that we have time to review and process them and get them in the mail and postmarked by August 1st. And right around the corner is August, and that means Iowa State Fair. All static projects going to the Iowa State Fair need to be here at the office at 104 West Washington in Jefferson by August 5th. 4:30 p.m. sharp. So you got time to gather them up. We had some amazing state fair static exhibits that we're very excited that we're going to the state fair. Speaking of state fair, mark your calendars for August 11th through the 21st. Then you know it's going to be school time. There the summer went. Final reminder is August 5th is the Exarban deadline. If any of you are participating in Exarban, that deadline here at the Extension Office is August 5th. Final note to our 4-H'ers and 4-H families, if the intermediate or senior 4-H'ers are looking for any community service hours, we have some projects available. One in particular is the Farm Bureau Dinner, which will be held on August 9th. So for more information, just stop in or give us a call at 515-386-2138.
And something else that's coming up a week from Friday with, you had mentioned it before, about a school coming back into session. Well, the old Iowa tax-free weekend is also upon us as well. Can you give us some tips, reminders about that?
Yeah, this is just some good information that came across through Iowa State Extension that I wanted to share. August 5th through 6th is Iowa's tax-free weekend. Consumers will save, just based on the math, they'll save about $6 on every $100 that are spent on clothing and shoes. So the average family spends about $600 on back-to-school items. That's quite a bit in your pocketbook. So we encourage people to be as savvy as possible. Any of those that do online shopping, it'll kick off at 12:01 a.m. on Friday, August 5th, and it'll run through midnight on Saturday, August 6th. Tax-exempt savings applies to only clothing items priced under $100 each, and shoes priced under $100. And we also have a list of those items that are exempt, which would include some things such as jewelry, watches, some specific sports equipment, clothing or footwear that are used just for athletic use only. Some quick tips to help you be wise with your money for Iowa Tax-Free Weekend is to plan ahead. I know sometimes I buy things for my girls and they already had some of those items in their closet, but we didn't take the time to do inventory. So plan ahead, set a budget and stick to it. I know that $600 or more or less than that could be quite a bite of a personal budget of the family. Compare prices, and this is the big one, expect a busy shopping weekend. So if you're going into those stores, the lines are going to be longer, people are going to be tired, and so plan accordingly on that. So some great reminders from Iowa State Extension.
Okay, and finally, just as a kind of a reminder, or at least for people to get on their calendars, you've got your annual open house coming up.
Typically, we do an open house during Extension Week, and that is in March. Well, this year, we did things a lot differently with our new 4-H coordinator, Kayla Hyatt, on board, and our centennial in 2016. So our open house wasn't in March. It's going to be Friday, September 9th. So mark your calendar for that. It's not going to be afternoon meal, lunch. It's going to be an informal, late afternoon, early evening, 4 to 6 p.m. here at the Extension office. We're going to do some games. Cy is going to be there, and it's going to be more of a carnival-type family fun atmosphere. So mark your calendars for Friday, September 9th, 4 to 6. More information to come, but it's going to kick off our centennial celebration, which will be held later in November.
All right, well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. It's our Green County ISU Extension Director, Lori Mantle, joining us once again. So thank you very much, Lori, for being on.
Thanks, Coltrane.